washing stations are crucial on an agritourism operation. Hi, I'm Jody Hankey. This is the number one thing you can do to prevent customers from getting sick as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having playdates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual playdates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Kids have so much fun when they visit a farm or a petting zoo. They climb on the playground, pet the animals, and then have something to eat and put their hands in their mouth. Yuck! Agritourism operations with hand-washing facilities can help prevent customers from getting sick. Danelle Bickett-Weddle is the Associate Director of the Center for Food Security and Public Health at Iowa State University. She says when they look at disease outbreaks that are traced to animal handling and operations, hand washing is the number one protective factor. Soap and water is the best for breaking the disease cycle.
Use a soap that will lather well and get hands clean. Hand wipes can also clean off the hair, slobber, or poo that little hands may come in contact with. It's important to remember that hand sanitizers do not work when hands are dirty. There are some organisms carried by animals that hand sanitizers just can't kill. Soap and water is ideal, followed by drying.
If you're wondering what kind of hand washing stations to set up, they can be permanent or portable. The best ones will have running water.
Hot, warm, and cold. People tend to wash their hands better if they have access to warm water. Liquid soap is best versus a bar of soap, just from ease of use. Paper towels, keeping them stocked in a sufficient number of stations for the number of people you expect at any given time.
Have several stations located within the traffic flow and at food concessions. Make sure they're accessible for everyone. Have a step stool so even the shortest person can reach the soap and water and do a good job of cleaning up. Provide hooks nearby to hold purses, diaper bags, and coats so they don't get in the way. Learn more about setting up hand washing stations at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.